Hello and welcome and happy new year from the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of 2024. I hope you had a fantastic festive period. As we bid farewell to the old and welcome in the new, we're diving headfirst into a fresh set of questions and challenges. In this brand new year of quizzes, we're gearing up for an exciting intellectual journey that promises to spark your curiosity, challenge your knowledge, and provide a thoroughly enjoyable experience. Whether you're a seasoned quiz champion or a first-time listener, there's something for everyone in the next 20 questions. A reminder of how the game works: if you're here for the first time, you will face a series of 20 thought-provoking questions, each building on the last, gradually raising the challenge level. I will read each question twice, giving you a fair opportunity to grasp its essence before the timer kicks in. But remember, you've got a mere 10 seconds to deliver the correct response. One incorrect answer, and it's game over. The idea is to get as far as you can without getting a single question wrong. So, grab your mental gears, strap on your curiosity cap, and get ready to tackle a variety of topics that will keep you on your toes. Will you conquer all 20 questions and kick off the year on an intellectual high note? Let's find out. For the first time in 2024, let's play 20 questions. So for the first time in 2024, settle back, settle in, and let me begin with question number one. I may have already given you the answer to this one. Complete the saying, out with the old. Complete the saying, out with the old.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The complete saying is out with the old and in with the new. The phrase is often used to express a sentiment of embracing change, letting go of the past, and welcoming fresh opportunities or experiences. Out with the old, in with the new. Question number two. How many days does it take for the Earth to orbit the Sun? How many days does it take for the Earth to orbit the Sun?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, I will round this down for you, but I will accept it if you give it me bang on as well. It takes approximately 365 and a quarter days for Earth to orbit the Sun once, or 365 I will give you. This period of time is known as a tropical year to account for the additional fraction of a day we have a leap year every 4 years, as is this year, where an extra day is added to the calendar, making the year 366 days long. This adjustment helps to keep our calendar year synchronized with Earth's orbit around the Sun. Question number three. How many signs of the zodiac are there? How many signs of the zodiac are there?
Five, four, three, two, one.
There are 12 signs of the zodiac. 12, the right answer. We continue with question number four. One of the major events of 2024 will be the Summer Olympics, taking place in which country? One of the major events of 2024 will be the Summer Olympics, taking place in which country?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Summer Olympics of 2024 are scheduled to take place in France. They are due to take place in the city of Paris. Question number five. Which renewable energy source makes hydroelectric power? Which renewable energy source makes hydroelectric power?
Five, four, three, two, one.
hydroelectric power is generated from the renewable energy source of flowing water. It involves the conversion of the energy of moving water into electricity. This is typically achieved by building dams or other structures to create reservoirs or direct the flow of water, which is then used to turn turbines connected to generators. Hydroelectric power is a clean and renewable energy source as it relies on the natural movement of water, which is replenished through the water cycle. Question number 6. In which US state is Las Vegas in? In which US state is Las Vegas in?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Las Vegas is located in the state of Nevada, US. It is the largest city in Nevada and is well known for its vibrant entertainment scene, casinos, nightlife, and various other attractions. Moving on to question number 7. What kind of acid do ants secrete? What kind of acid do ants secrete?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Ants secrete formic acid. Formic acid is a colorless liquid with a pungent odor and is a common component of the venom produced by many ant species. When ants feel threatened or are defending their nests, they may release formic acid as a defense mechanism. The formic acid can cause irritation or a burning sensation on the skin and may serve to deter predators or other threats. Additionally, some ants also use formic acid to communicate with each other through chemical symbols. We're a third of the way there on this edition of 20 Questions. 7 down, 13 to go, and it is the first week of January, so no doubt many of you will be getting into a fitness regime. Bit of running, bit of walking, or how about a bit of yoga? Question number 8. What is the vital energy in yoga known as? What is the vital energy in yoga known as?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now this is one that I come unstuck on. I didn't know this. The vital energy of yoga, in yoga I should say, is called the prana. In yoga philosophy, the vital energy is known as prana. Now prana is a Sanskrit term that translates to life force or vital energy. It is believed to be the universal life force that permeates all living things. According to yogic traditions, prana flows through the body in energy channels called nadis and is associated with breath. The practice of pranayama in yoga involves breath control and regulation to enhance the flow of prana to promote physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. From the vital energy and life force of yoga to the human body. What is the largest organ in the human body? Question number 9. What is the largest organ in the human body?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The largest organ in the human body is the skin. The skin is a complex organ that serves various functions, including protecting the body from external elements, regulating temperature, and acting as a sensory interface with the environment. It consists of 3 main layers: the epidermis, dermis, and subcutaneous tissue. The skin is vital for maintaining homeostasis and overall well-being. Common general knowledge question, that one. The largest organ in the body, the skin. Question 10. going back many, many years now to the 9th century. And where was gunpowder invented in the 9th century? Where was gunpowder invented in the 9th century?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gunpowder, also known as black powder, was invented in China during the 9th century. Its invention is often attributed to Chinese alchemists searching for an elixir of immortality. The precise time of gunpowder's discovery is not precisely documented, but it is believed to have been developed in Chinese alchemical circles around the 9th century during the Tang Dynasty. Initially, gunpowder was used for medicinal and mystical purposes before its military applications were realized. Over time, knowledge of gunpowder spread across trade routes and reached various parts of the world, leading to its use in various applications, including warfare and, of course, fireworks. 10 down, 10 to go. The ante is getting upped right now. To question 11. Who was the first woman in space? Who was the first woman in space?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who was the first woman in space? Her name, Valentina Tereshkova, a Soviet cosmonaut. She made her historic space flight on June 16, 1963, aboard the Vostok 6 spacecraft. Valentina Tereshkova's mission made her not only the first woman in space, but also the first and only woman to fly in space solo during the Vostok program. Her achievement was a significant milestone in the history of space exploration. From one historical lady to another. Question 12. Queen Elizabeth I of England was highly musical and played which keyboard instruments? Queen Elizabeth I of England was highly musical and she played which keyboard instruments?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you get this one? This is another one that stumped me when I was doing my research. Queen Elizabeth I was known to be highly musical, and she played an instrument called the virginals, a keyboard instrument popular during the Renaissance period. The virginals is a type of harpsichord, and it is a common instrument in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. Elizabeth I was not only a patron of the arts, but also personally engaged in musical activities, and the virginals was one of the instruments that she played. Question 13, I want you to be precise on this, okay? In which area of the world was voodoo founded? In which area of the world was voodoo founded?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, voodoo is particularly associated with Haiti, where it is still considered to be one of the major religions. In Haiti, it is synchronized with elements of Roman Catholicism due to the influence of French colonialism and forced conversion of enslaved individuals. Now, voodoo has influenced other Caribbean and Latin American countries such as Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and New Orleans in the US. The specific practices and beliefs associated with voodoo can vary among different regions and communities. However, I didn't ask where it is right now, I asked where it was founded. Now, voodoo, also spelled as Vodou, V-O-D-O-U, or Vodun, V-O-D-U-N, originated in West Africa. It has its roots in the traditional religious practices of the Fon and Yue people in the coastal regions of what is now Togo, Benin, and parts of Nigeria. The religion evolved and adapted over time. During the era of the Atlantic slave trade, it was transported to the Americas by enslaved Africans. voodoo was founded in West Africa. Question 14. Translated from its name, what does Velociraptor actually mean? Translated from its name, what does Velociraptor actually mean?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now you may get a couple of answers on this one that I will allow. The term Velociraptor is derived from Latin words, Velociraptor, which can be broken down into two parts. Now, velox is the first part. This is the Latin word that translates to swift or fast. Raptor, also Latin, means plunderer or robber. So Velociraptor essentially means a swift robber or a fast plunderer. Velociraptors were a group of small, agile and carnivorous dinosaurs that lived during the late Cretaceous period. We've seen them many times in popular culture down the years, including in the Jurassic Park movie series, where their portrayal is influenced by the scientific understanding of the time, although not entirely accurate by modern paleontological standards. But Velociraptor means swift plunderer, fast plunderer, or swift robber, or fast robber. That's what it means. Any of those answers, I will allow. To question number 15. Who wrote the novel, The Woman in Black? Who wrote the novel, The Woman in Black?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Woman in Black is a novel written by Susan Hill. The book was first published in 1983 and has since become a popular work of the horror genre. The story has been adapted into various stage plays and films, including a successful stage play and a 2012 film starring Daniel Radcliffe. Susan Hill is a British author known for her works in fiction and non-fiction, spanning various genres, but one of her famous works is The Woman in Black. We reach the final five time. Questions to come on money, survival, religion, Shakespeare, and we will end with last words. Question 16, though, is this. In which country do relatives burn special paper banknotes, often called hell banknotes, as offerings to the dead? In which country do relatives burn special paper banknotes, often called hell banknotes, as offerings to the dead?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The practice of burning special paper banknotes, often known as hell banknotes, as offerings to the dead is commonly associated in China in their traditional religious and cultural practices. It is particularly prevalent in various Chinese communities around the world. This ritual is part of the Chinese belief in ancestor veneration and the afterlife. The idea is that by burning these symbolic items, the deceased will receive the offerings in the afterlife. While this practice is strongly associated with Chinese culture, it is not limited to a specific country, as Chinese communities globally, including China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and various other communities, participate in these rituals. Question 17. I alluded to this just before with regards to our final five topics, so I've handed it down a little for you. This is to do with survival. In terms of survival, what is a Finnish marshmallow? In terms of survival, what is a Finnish marshmallow?
Five, four, three, two, one.
I read about this over Christmas and I had to put it in this quiz. I was fascinated by it. Try and YouTube it if you can to see what a Finnish marshmallow actually is. Just put in a simple way, it It's a simple, easy way to melt snow for water when conditions are right. You form a snowball around a forked stick and support it near a fire where the drip will fall into a container to give you fresh water. That is a finished marshmallow. And if you could watch the survival video of somebody doing it on YouTube, it is fascinating to see. A finished marshmallow is a simple way to melt snow for water. Question 18, religion. Where is the world's largest mosque? I want the city, exact please. Where is the world's largest mosque?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The world's largest mosque is the Masjid al-Haram, the Grand Mosque, located in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The mosque surrounds the Kaaba, the most sacred structure in Islam, and is a central place of worship for Muslims around the world. The Masjid al-Haram has undergone multiple expansions over the years and can accommodate millions of worshippers during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Two questions to go on this opening edition of 20 Questions in 2024. Question 19 of 20 is this. What is the last line of Shakespeare's Hamlet? What is the last line of Shakespeare's Hamlet?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The last line of William Shakespeare's play Hamlet is spoken by Horatio in Act 5, Scene 2. The final lines are, "Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels, sing thee to thy rest." These lines are a farewell to Prince Hamlet, who dies at the end of the play. The phrase, "Good night, sweet prince," has become quite famous and is often quoted in reference to Hamlet's tragic demise. 19 down, one to go on this opening edition of 20 Questions in 2024. Yet to find somebody who has got all 20 right. Many of you contacted me over Christmas to say me and the family got to 13, me and the family got to 11, me and the missus got to question 5. In that case, you need to do better. But question 20 of 20, if you've got 19 right in a row and you're still standing, this is the one you need to defeat 20 Questions. And it's this. On last words. Last words are for fools who haven't said enough. Were supposedly the final words of which influential historical figure? Last words are for fools who haven't said enough. Were supposedly the last words of which influential historical figure?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The quote, "Last words are for fools who haven't said enough," is attributed to Karl Marx, the influential German philosopher, economist, and political theorist. Marx was a key figure in the development of socialist and communist ideologies and co-authored the Communist Manifesto with Friedrich Engels. These words are said to be among Marx's final statements before he passed away in 1883. So there you have it. That concludes the first edition of 20 Questions for 2024. How have you done? How far did you get to this time? I promise you they're going to get tougher over 2024. Tell your friends, tell your family, hopefully you did over the Christmas period, and challenge them to see how far they can go. Just to remind you to subscribe to the 20 Questions podcast, so you will not miss another episode. They will land every Thursday at 6 a.m. guaranteed between now and the end of the year. And just to remind you as well, all of last year's 20 questions are available for you to listen, as well as the musical editions I did in the summer and the sports editions as well. So test your friends, test your families, test your workmates. See how far they can get on 20 questions. Thank you so much for your company. From me, Johnny Bryan, till next time. See you soon. Bye for now.